the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
According to a new study, right?
I love a good study.
Published by PLOS One. Not PLUS One, PLOS One. I don't know what that stands for. Japanese researchers have discovered that painting zebra-style stripes on cows means that biting flies bother them half as much than cows that don't have stripes.
Sweet, isn't it? Bamboozles the flies.
Yeah, it seems like the stripes confuse insect motion detection systems and make them sound like they're mechanical, but they're not. But they don't want to land on them because they get too confused.
Maybe
by them.
That's why zebras have stripes.
I think that was where they started the research. They looked into why it was that they developed the stripes.
Yeah, to keep
not
flies
for camouflage,
off them.
It was for the insects.
That's a good idea.
It's made for some very interesting pictures of cows all stripy and stuff, I'll tell you now. But it means it's makeup time for me. To keep the flies away when I'm on those walks when, you know, in summertime you get them. They follow you
lots
for days.
Of flies. At the moment, they are terrible out in serpentine. My horse is suffering, so I might paint him
there you go.
This afternoon.
Make him, turn him into a zebra. And make me look like the world's least scary commando, possibly.
Yeah.
But then some things are worth
it. No, that would be pretty scary.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, first off, the Mandurah Children's Festival, of course, is happening on the weekend on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes,
on Queen.
The Eastern Foreshore with free workshops and entertainment and activities and lots of goodness.
Yeah, all the fun things of a festival.
That's right. It is National Carers Week this week.
Oh.
And we're getting towards the end of it, so I'm going to try and mention all the things that are on this week. Anyone at any time can become a carer. They reckon Australia's 2.7 million carers make a contribution, they put a figure on it, valued at around $60.3 billion annually.
Wow.
Which is more than $1 billion a week.
Jeez, that's a lot, isn't it?
You think about the amount of time that people put into, you know, helping people. It's, So, look, you know, it's definitely a time to stop and salute and find out more.
Definitely.
It's also National Nutrition Week and they've tied together Try for Five and Embrace Your Veg Waste. No, they put them together. They're basically saying less than 4% of us eat our recommended 5 serves of veggies a day. And the average Aussie not only eats only half of that, more than a third of our rubbish bins contain leftovers and wasted food.
Yeah.
So
I hate leftovers.
Some of the things they're saying is like, you know, don't necessarily peel carrots. You can just wash them and use the whole lot. The
other don't thing, need to.
I bought celery yesterday and sort of topped and tailed it and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. They're saying use the leaves. There's so much of the, like, when you think about it, making soup, there's a whole lot of more of the celery that could be used.
You can use all of it. You can even dry the leaves if you chop it up and dry it. Put it in a little spice jar and you can use it in heaps of things like curries and salads. And
to be fair, it looked like a lot that I was chucking out.
I know.
It felt like a terrible amount.
Or start a compost. Very easy.
There you go. So you can check the Nutrition Australia website if you want to get some handy ideas. There's no way that you can necessarily say these words without kind of conjuring up a very vivid mental picture. But there was a story about butthole sunning.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a bit early, isn't it?
And the photo that accompanied it, I've showed you a picture.
It's
just too much. It really
is. It's very, very flexible humans in these photos.
It's like groups of guys.
Yeah,
Saluting
the sun, now, holding feet while they do it.
The claim is 30 seconds of direct sunlight injection into the
urinals.
The wrinkle is equivalent to being outside in the sun all day, which I don't think is true.
No.
And the dangers of the
poor
sun,
little,
the burning.
Little hole would get burnt.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if someone got trolled at Perth Now and they put
this
story
up. This is a joke. It has to be.
Surely it is, but I can't think of a place where you could possibly get away with doing that.
I'm just imagining people at King's Park this morning just before they start their day. All right, and downward dog.
And salute the sun.
Salute the sun.
Yeah, look.
Well, let us know if you see anyone doing this.
Yeah.
Act.
We'll send the police round.
Yeah.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Yes, with our entertainment expert, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Katy Perry has a brand new song out. Can I just say I'm loving the new Katy at the moment.
Okay,
After her last album, let's just not talk about that.
Okay, right.
She's back and
you brought it up.
And she's back and this new song's called Harley's in Hawaii. It's a love song about her time in Hawaii with fiancé Orlando Bloom. So could you take me to the Jula, Jula, Jula.
Take me to the jeweler.
Jeweler.
I didn't know what that meant, but now I understand. Yeah, she wanted a rock.
Love it. Now, Miranda Kerr has announced yesterday that she's welcomed her second child into the world with Evan Spiegel, her husband. She says, "We couldn't be more excited to welcome our beautiful son into our family." She shared the pic on Instagram with the name embroidered into a blanket. His name's Miles. Very cute. Now, Nicki Minaj has confirmed she's teaming up with Adele on an upcoming single. This is what she had to say about it.
Is there an Adele Nicki something could be in the works? Would you do it if she asked?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes.
Woohoo!
But Adele made me swear to secrecy that I'm not allowed to tell anyone that I'm working with her, and we already shot a video and it's an epic song.
Good.
You did a really good job, Nicki. Yeah. Well done keeping that a secret.
She's like a vault.
The next track will likely appear on Adele's next album, which is yet to officially announce, but she's back in May. She mentioned something about it. So I just love how Nicki Minaj a few weeks ago said she was quitting music and all of a sudden she's back with Adele. It was a quick retirement, but hey, it sounds like it's going to be a good song. And we have a trailer for the new movie Bombshell, starring Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron. It's a film about several women at Fox News who set out to expose CEO Roger Ailes for sexual harassment. Looks like an epic movie.
I want to convince you that I belong on air, Mr. Ailes. I think I'd be freaking phenomenal on your network.
I could pluck you out and move you to the front of the line, but I need to know that you're loyal. I need you to find a way to prove it.
I'm the bad guy.
Can I say that is an almost unrecognisable John Lithgow?
Yeah.
As that dude.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't look like him. Doesn't really sound like him. Looks like a really good flick.
Charlize as well. If you haven't seen her, she looks doesn't even look like her. It's amazing. So it's called Bombshell, out soon, yet to be announced.
Nicki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.